Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And now the star of the Friday Morning Scramble, producer Ben.
Hello.
How'd things go?
I thought it went great. We had a good time. We talked about trains.
Okay.
Have you ever had a train stop you on 6th Street?
On 6th Street?
Yes.
Yes, it's not very common.
I was going to say, it just happened to be that neither Jaden nor I have ever been stopped by a train on 6th Street until Friday.
There is the tracks right by the city's, like where they keep all the sand. It's the, like the city services building. Yeah. Rarely, I don't even know that route. I don't know where that goes or where it comes from. But, so you were late coming in, or is just one of
not
those weird days?
Not late coming in. It was just one of those days.
Yeah.
And then also on Wilson Avenue, the train, I could see the light splashing over there too. So
sure.
They just happened to both be going by at like 4:40 in the morning.
Big day for corn sweetener on Friday, apparently. We've got tracks. I live off of 42nd Street and right under the 380 bridge. We don't get them a lot, but it's pretty rare. But yeah, more often than not, you don't have to worry about it. The one that always, it's either downtown during a farmer's market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we get one all the time. Southwest Cedar Rapids off of Wilson, because that's near the train yard itself. So there's quite a lot of activity there.
Yeah.
So trains, nice.
I wish I knew how they all intersected. Like,
I'm sure there's Google Map, right? Wouldn't that work?
Maybe.
Or whoever owns that railway. I forget the name of it now, but it used to be Crandic. I'm sure they've got a map.
Possibly.
But here's what I think, as citizens of Cedar Rapids, here's what we'd love: a timetable, right?
When you're going to be running the trains.
Yes. That's every other passenger train in the world tells you where they're going to be and what time they're going to get there, and take pride in keeping the schedule. Why can't we get that
exactly
for industrial trains?
I change my route every morning. I always go 33rd Avenue just so I can avoid Wilson Avenue trains stopping and going and backing up and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a fair request. Ask. This is a good way to start, get into July, late August. Like, hey, train guys and gals, let's get a schedule, please.
Mm-hmm.
So trains were a big hit on Friday,
yeah.
And I apologize. I was on vacation. I didn't listen. What else did I miss? Anything in general? Just as a Cedar Rapidian or Eastern Iowan? Any big weekend news?
Not too much, no. The only hiccup with Friday was the giveaway. Behind the scenes, it didn't quite go as planned.
Oh, no.
Because I usually answer the phone in a different way than you do in the studio, so then I was really confused.
Oops. But there's a lot of equipment, to be fair, in here. But, let's not focus on the negative. Let's focus on the positive. It was a four-hour show, right?
Yeah.
And you had one little one-minute hiccup. Not a big deal. What you do, though, behind the scenes, we can't thank you enough because you put these together. I just got the list of what we'll be going through today for leftovers. So it'll be a surprise to me and you. Claire and the family, they now have a traditional vacation spot. Their daughters love going to Holland, Michigan. So I believe they're making the trip back today. What I'm curious about growing up, did you guys have a go-to that you always did for family vacations?
Go-to family vacations. We didn't do a lot for family vacations, so it was always go-tos, really.
Yeah.
It was either the Badlands.
Okay.
Or it was Wisconsin Dells.
Now, did you have, because as I'm thinking about my family, a go-to was like we would visit my mom's family in Wisconsin.
Mm.
But otherwise, it was very random. I feel like some families are like, we have to recreate the thing we did the last 5 years and let's keep going back because we know it and we're comfortable.
Yep.
And others are like, this is a map of the United States. Throw a dart and see where you want to go. But what was in the Badlands? Your family just liked that area?
I think it was just easy spots to go
to. It's also very drivable. Yeah.
Yeah. Drivable. We'd drive everywhere. I mean, we stopped at Mount Rushmore when we went there usually,
sure.
But yeah.
I have family in the Dakotas. I've never been to Mount Rushmore. I got to get that off my list.
You've never been there?
No. Isn't that shocking?
That seems like a place that everybody has gone.
I agree. And the guy who loves to travel, and I've done so internationally.
And with it being so close, you could just do a quick weekend trip.
That would be, there'd be no brainer. I just got to get that knocked off the old Hanson list.
I'd say so.
Because we're doing Alaska in a couple weeks, and it'll be another week where you're in charge of everything. And we've intentionally decided to go, so we're in Alaska for a week, and then we're going to take a long weekend and fly into Montana so we can drive into Wyoming and Idaho and back so I can check those off. Okay. But yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, Mount Rushmore is right there. It's not that hard. I got to get there.
Have you hit all those national parks in like Montana and Wyoming?
We're not a big national park family. Really? I'll take a picture by a sign.
Okay.
I think I'd like to go to Yellowstone to actually see Old Faithful and take it in.
I think they're all like at stop at least once places. Yellowstone was cool. I did that in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Glacier I've been to probably four times or so, but I like Glacier better. It's a little bit less touristy than Yellowstone.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I think most of these, at this point, I'd have to have a pass or an entry ticket, and getting that's probably going to be tough. But I've run into more and more people who've turned into national park people because it's an easy thing to do. It's a list. It's a list vacation, right? If you did one this summer, and then you could do a couple the next summer and then kind of keep the list going.
They're beautiful, though.
Yes. I'm just more of a, fortunately, I'm a tourist trap guy. I like the Disneys and the amusement parks because that's kind of what I did growing up. It just, as you work with me, I don't relax easily. So to go into just wide open trees and rocks and rivers and waterfalls, I wouldn't know what to do.
Hiking through those areas is the best.
Hiking is just, that's a foreign word to me. I don't quite understand. I know the concept of hiking, although I did buy some hiking shoes yesterday since we're going to be in Alaska. We'll be in Denali for like 4 days. So that's a national park. That's a big national park. So I'll get a lot of that done.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. 6:30 now in the morning. Scramble. Looks like a new McDonald's is going to be coming in Cedar Rapids, northeast side of Cedar Rapids. City Council in the process approving that zoning change. Location would be near the corner of 32nd Street and Center Point Road Northeast. City's currently working with the developer on the site plan. They got to make sure everything makes sense regarding parking, traffic, stormwater issues. City does have to approve the zoning change two more times before the developer can move forward. Shortly after 11 o'clock last night, Cedar Rapids police called a report of a physical disturbance. This was the 1200 block of Ellis Boulevard Northwest. Upon arrival, officers located three adult victims with non-life-threatening stab wounds. They're all transported to local hospitals. This is an active investigation. Any witness with information encouraged to contact the Cedar Rapids Police Department. What's got us feeling all right on a Monday morning? Well, you've heard of RAGBRAI. I want to introduce you to something called FlagBRAI. An Iowa-based nonprofit, the Veteran Flagpole Initiative, is bringing FlagBRAI to RAGBRAI. During route days 5 and 6, that's July 24th and 25th, the Veteran Flagpole Initiative will not only ride RAGBRAI, their team of volunteers will be installing flagpoles in the front yards of Iowa veterans who live on the route of RAGBRAI.
That's cool.
It's very cool. This organization was founded in 2021, and that's what they do. They locate Iowa veterans, and it's a way to honor them for their service for free. As long as the property owner says go for it, they put up a flagpole so they can fly Old Glory. The next goal, so they're going to do those 2 days of RAGBRAI, but by the end of 2028, they want to make sure they have at least one flagpole in every county in the state of Iowa. So they've got 99 total. I think they're within 40 to 50, so they got a little ways to go.
That's awesome.
But love the whole concept of taking advantage of RAGBRAI and doing it this year and then seeing what else they can do, which is all. It's part of the Veteran Flagpole Initiative. Take it to the bikes to install flagpoles for veterans, and that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we like to call Z's Sleaze with Danson Eric Hansen.
All right, number one movie at the box office, of course, was Superman, which I happened to see, by the way. We were in Minneapolis over the weekend.
What'd you think of it?
I loved it. I thought they did a great job with it. I love the fact that I got to see it in a wide format screen. We wanted to go to IMAX, which wasn't available, but I went to something called Super Screen. And it's a regular size movie screen, but then on the sides where there's heavy action sequences or more panoramic views, they then project it on the walls. So you're almost 270 degrees surrounding it, which is absolutely awesome.
I don't think I've seen one of those before.
It was really cool. $122 million at the box office for Superman, $95 additional from overseas, but it's where they made the money. Almost 50% of those ticket sales were in wide format. Like, people knew this was the way to see it, which was great. Jurassic World coming in at number two at additional $40 million, and then F1, which I also want to see, took the bronze at $13 million. What's the last movie you saw in a theater? Has it been a minute?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Do you
prefer
to wait till they go home?
Most of the times, yes. I do want to see the new Jurassic World movie that came out recently.
Yeah. It's still number two. It's getting a lot of buzz.
Jurassic Park movies are always a must-see in theater.
Agreed. Now, you're way too young, but when I went to see it, surround sound was the thing. Like, you had to see it in surround sound, mm-hmm. so you could hear them coming at you. And we called around to different movie theaters to see who had installed surround sound. That was the way to do it. Jelly Roll has been very consistent on his fitness journey, but is he fit enough to enter the ring for WWE? We'll find out. Jelly Roll and Logan Paul will wrestle during SummerSlam next month, according to WWE. So Friday night, WWE SmackDown, it was in Nashville, and Jelly Roll did a pre-concert on the ring. Mm-hmm. And about, I don't know, a minute or two into the first song, Logan comes out. He's like, nobody's here to see you. They're here to see us, the real superstars. And then some other wrestlers come out. There's a lot of finger pointing. There's a lot of shoving and yelling. And then the gauntlet was laid down. So it's going to be Logan Paul and Jelly Roll, SummerSlam, August 2nd and 3rd. It will be a tag team match. It's going to be Jelly Roll and Randy Orton taking on Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre. So Jelly Roll's got like 2 weeks to train to take on a WWE wrestler.
WWE is scripted, right?
To a point, yeah.
So like,
I mean, that's clearly this has been well planned out.
Yeah, like that interaction would be scripted.
Yes.
Too. Right.
And I believe there's a pretty clear set list as to who's going to end up probably winning that match. But yeah, they're still physically jumping around and falling. So he's got to, like, I'm a little worried for that. He's got to be able to take a fall and know how to take a WWE
hit. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot of work. Okay, back in January, Britney Spears on Instagram, in a post that's now been deleted, claims she was planning to adopt a baby girl. And here we are in the last 24 hours. She has claimed, and there's a black and white photo of two adult feet and then two kids' feet on their tiptoes. No telling if this is a legit photo or not. But according to this, Britney Spears has adopted a baby girl. Her name is Lennon London Spears. And now the debate on all of the social media posts, is it true or not? Because she's known for some wild stuff online, mm-hmm. right? Is it a pet? Like, she's calling it a baby girl. Is it a living doll, which are popular right now? Also in the same post, she also claims she's moving to Italy. So who knows if it's real or not. We'll keep eyes on that. Maybe Claire will have more on this story. Britney Spears adopting a baby girl? That's our question, and that's what we like to call...
Z's Sleaze.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.